When you look at premier tournament trails across the country, one of the things you find out is that guys and people and ladies and whoever else may be involved, there's a lot of trails out there that really do a great job. And with me today is Kevin Bowling. Kevin, you're the president of the Central Pro-Am, and you guys are taking the world by storm down there in Missouri and Arkansas.
Well, we're trying to. I tell you, we've been around for, we're starting our 17th season, and you know, in the tournament organization history, that's a long time for a circuit to be around. But we've been here that long and have concentrated on developing anglers right here in the Midwest.
Well, you know, of course you got great tournaments and you got, you know, great anglers that fish those tournaments, you know, a lot of well-named pros and amateurs alike, you know, and on-tour pros, I guess I should say. And in reality, what happens is you've got a television show, you've got all the great things that go along with the tournaments as well.
That's right. We try to do on a local regional basis what the big circuits do on a national basis, cutting down the expense for travel for these anglers and letting them develop and hone their skills so that if their goal is to go out and compete on the national tour, they can do that. We've had some success doing that. We've had a few anglers that have come from our amateur division ranks. For example, Brent Chapman and John Sappington and Brian Snowden. You know, Sappington and Chapman finished first and third in the FLW Tour Championship a couple years ago, and Brian Snowden's a Bassmaster Classic qualifier. And we've had some other anglers as well do well on our circuit and then move on and fish the national circuits and do well as well.
Well, you know, you look at that thing, and it's kind of like, you know, all the guys, you know, that really start out and they're trying to fish the weekend trails and doing those kind of things, they kind of use that as a springboard to see if they can compete, don't they?
Well, they do. And, you know, we have a good payback, a high payback, the highest in the region, and that allows these guys to fund their fishing and also get some exposure through the magazine and the TV show while at the same time competing against some of the best bass fishermen in the country. You know, we get some occasional stops from national touring pros, Guido Hipton, Dion Hipton, they've both fished with us. Chad and Denny Brower have fished with us. Alton Wilhoit has fished with us. So these guys come in and compete against these locals too. But I tell you, a lot of the big-name touring pros don't like to come into these local lakes and fish against these guys that get to spend a lot of time on the water on their own home lakes.
Well, you know, we talk about that. I think that's a great point. As you look at this thing, and, you know, we talk about the weekend guy or the non-touring pro, but in reality, you know, you've got some guys that are hammers on these lakes down in your area in particular, and they can compete with anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. They can compete with them on a one-to-one basis, and any given day, they can beat just about anybody.
Well, that's right. And most of these guys are choosing to stay local and fish. There's not a doubt in my mind that 25 or 30 of our guys could go out and fish nationally and do well, and we've proven that in the past. Jackie Davis a few years back was our Angler of the Year, and the next year he went out and competed on the Everstart Series where he and Troy Akins, another one of our regulars, competed for the Angler of the Year title on the Everstart Central Series, and Jackie Davis ended up winning it. Troy finished fourth in the standings on the Everstart. So we've done a good job of developing good fishermen and providing a platform for those guys to showcase their talent.
Well, you mentioned Troy Akins. His dad's not too bad of an angler either.
No, absolutely not. The developer of the Akins jig has qualified for the Bassmasters Classic in the past. He was our first champion. In 1989, he won our Ranger Mercury Pro-Am Bass Fishing Championships on Lake of the Ozarks, and after that time started fishing the national circuits and doing well, and has the best-selling jig in the country today with the Akins jig.
Yeah, that's made by Jewel Corporation, right?
That's right.
Yeah, Gail Julian, you know, does a great job down in your neck of the woods. He's expanding, of course, across the country, and I think it's probably a largely part of what you're doing down there in your neck of the woods.
Well, we do the same thing with our sponsors as we do with our fishermen. We give them an opportunity to come in and test the market in a local marketplace and develop baits and products that work, and then those products are able to be expanded. And not only the baits and products, but also other things like Ranger Cup program got its start with Central Pro-Am. We had the first Ranger Cup program as a trial basis back in 95, which was before Ranger did that. This year we're adding Mercury money to our tour where, much like Ranger Cup, if the winning angler has a Mercury outboard motor, they'll win an additional $1,000. And we've also got a Chevy truck program with Davis Bar Chevrolet Pontiac, where if you win and you're driving a Davis Bar tow vehicle, you win another $1,000.
Well, you knew I couldn't get by without getting this in. You also have Bass Fan money out there, too.
That's right. And, you know, I can't tell you how excited we are to do this, to be recognized by Bass Fan as one of the premier regional tournament circuits in the country. And our anglers this year will be selected from those anglers, the top anglers, to participate in your all's Bass Fan Army promotion that you'll be doing later this summer, fishing for $100,000, as I understand it. And that's going to be a great opportunity for some of our anglers to get their feet wet on the national tour.
Well, one of the things, you know, we're always trying to raise the bar here. You know, Skeeter was actively involved in the initial stages of this thing and, you know, saw this thing as a way to maybe bring everybody together. And, you know, they've got contingency money. We've got a lot of programs and providers out there with more contingency money and product and all kinds of things. We've got a few things we're going to spring on people as we develop this thing, which makes it even more exciting, we think. And then also, you know, that $100,000 purse, that's just kind of the beginning. I mean, that's kind of, we're laying the groundwork for that $100,000 purse, but before we get to August, it could be more than that.
Oh, that's really exciting. You know, the anglers love to fish for good paybacks. They love to fish for recognition, and your tournament is going to accomplish both of those. But one extra thing that they really like is no entry fee, and I understand that they're going to qualify for this based off of their standings with us and some other organizations, and that's really what this is all about, is helping these guys get recognition for what they're doing and their accomplishments here on their home waters.
Well, you know, Kevin, and also one thing I'd add to that, which you did a great job, I ought to maybe hire you here, but it's one of those things where if you look at what's happening, we're also going to get them publicity in the way of Bass Fan Army Radio, in the way of stories about your leagues and things that you're doing in your leagues, and really trying to make sure that you know, the weekend guy gets handled just like the pro guy does, because we feel a lot of times, you know, maybe that's not recognized in a lot of other areas, but we feel here at Bass Fan, you know, for this sport to grow and to do the great things that we think it will do, we got to have everybody involved.
I agree with that 100%. The grassroots organizations and the grassroots tournament fishermen and just weekend anglers in particular, they're really the foundation of this sport that has grown exponentially over the last few years. And you know, BASS has done a great job, Operation Bass and FLW has done a great job of promoting this sport and getting it into the limelight, but it's still going to be reliant upon the local grassroots organizations, bass clubs, tournament organizations, and the weekend angler to keep this business afloat.
Well, there's no question, you know, when you really look at companies and selling of boats and selling a product and those kind of things, you know, you really don't look to the pros to do that. You know, most of the pros have their endorsement sponsorships, that kind of thing. But the weekend guy, they're the guy that goes out there and buys that boat, buys those new fishing rods and reels and buys all those products. So it's really neat to see, you know, them getting kind of some credit here.
Well, and I can tell you that organizations like ours, and not just ours, but other organizations as well, have done a good job of ensuring that that takes place. Our trolling motor sponsor, Minn Kota, when they came on board with us, was not the leading trolling motor sponsor in our area, but through our promotional efforts and through Minn Kota's engineering and quality of products, they came up to where they represent about 70% of the marketplace with us. Our boat companies, Ranger Boats, is about 65% of our tournament anglers fish out of Ranger Boats, and a lot of that is conversion. So we're getting the job done, and these anglers are very, very loyal to the sponsors that support them. I know I was talking to Eric Holt, FLW Touring Pro, last week, and he was saying, you know, if I'm going to go out and buy laundry detergent, I'm going to buy it from a company that's supporting fishing. And that's pretty much the way that it works with all of these anglers, even the weekend anglers that are not necessarily fishing tournaments. So we do have an impact, and this is a large segment of the buying population is made up of fishermen, and we can impact companies' bottom lines.
Well, there's no question about it. I think that's a great point, and I think you're going to see that happen more and more. You know, I don't know of any other sport that's more like it, you know, where you can actually see dips and rises in the economy in a particular company based on what anglers think about it. You know, there's 60 million people that are out there banging around doing what we do, and, you know, that's a pretty good footprint when you start talking about buying laundry detergent or whatever it may be.
Well, that's right. And, you know, that's one thing that I think that FLW and BASS have done that has really helped our industry is they have recognized that fact and promoted our fishermen and our sport to non-industry sponsors. And that's really opened the door for even the regional circuits to do the same things and the fishermen to obtain sponsorship from those companies. I know we've had Stanley Tools in the past as a sponsor. We've had a copier company as a sponsor. We have restaurants and food companies as sponsors. And all of these people benefit from the name recognition that they get to Joe American, which is who we represent.
Well, Kevin, you know, it's one of those things. We're very, very excited to have Central Pro-Am with us, and your organization just continually gets better every year. And we really appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Army Radio.
Well, and I appreciate you giving us the opportunity for our anglers to participate in your event this summer. And I'm just really excited about that opportunity for them. And our next event will be at our Beaver Lake Mustad Hooks Open that will be coming up the first weekend in March. And we've got some exciting new things planned for this year. We've expanded our payback for our open events. We have two of those this year, the Beaver Lake Open that weekend in March, and then the Dardanelle Lucky Strike Open in June. We'll be paying one out of three places, which is unheard of in the tournament industry to pay that many places, with some additional prizes for first place as well. So we got an exciting year planned, and we're looking forward to culminating it with our championship and also sending some anglers up your way.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.